For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. We visit with Ever Ag here on AM 1150, and Dan Johnson joining us. We're talking livestock and markets on a Thursday. And Dan, you know, there's a lot of happy folks right now in this livestock market.
Yeah, absolutely. Prices are up. We're seeing these video sales really sell cattle well. And I think I've kind of hit this point before, but, you know, input costs have been very expensive. Winter out here in the West has been hard. Drought's been hard in the Midwest. So definitely it's time for cattlemen to see that there's some profit in it now and things are looking up.
You know, I'm glad you bring that up because I think the assumption is that everybody's making money hand over fist here, but there's a lot of makeup to do, like you alluded to.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, things have costed so much. If you look at the equipment we buy or just getting maintenance on it, hay has been incredibly expensive out here where I live, and all that adds up like crazy. And a lot of people, even though prices were okay relatively last year, a lot of people weren't making money at that.
Dan Johnson with Ever Ag joining us. Dan, what are you hearing from the packer perspective? Are they still making money? I know that's maybe not a concern to some farmers and ranchers out there. What are they doing? Are they decreasing the amount of cattle in feedlots, or what are you hearing?
You know, I've heard rumors that some of the bigger packers are losing money. We saw some really interesting information come out through Corbett Wall's National Beef Wire about how packers bid on cattle, and it was in writing, which was interesting, something everyone should probably look up that's in the industry. But it's hard to say. I mean, it's not really public information how much the packers are making or losing. It's usually just our best estimates.
How about from heifers? Are we seeing a lot of heifers, you think, going back to breeding stock, or most getting fed out? Is there a lot of data on that?
I think we're getting there. So as of the last biannual cattle inventory report, it said no. It said for the last 6 months, and I think it was because of drought, but it said that we were still continuing to decline the number of cows in the national cow herd. But speaking about out here in the West in Montana, I think people are definitely getting there. You know, we're seeing this hay price just start to come down. And a lot of ranches and farms are understocked. So they have the room for more heifers or cows. And I think it's starting to get on their mind that they could do it. But we can't forget cows and heifers are expensive right now, and interest is as high as we've seen it in a while.
I know recently I posted a photo from our local sales barn on some of the higher prices, and we had some listeners who are more on the consumer side, not the producer side, saying, well, I'm not sure if that price goes up at the grocery store, I'm going to make that choice again. I'm sure that demand may play a factor in how long or how high this market can go.
Yep, I'd agree with you. And we've been watching box beef a lot. It really hit a summer high a couple weeks ago, and we've seen it come down. It does surprising things. It's not always as cut and dry as, you know, feeder cattle are worth a lot. So beef in the store is going to be expensive. It all just depends. So, you know, if you're a price-conscious consumer, just keep shopping the sales, and you should be able to still afford beef.
Dan Johnson joining us with Ever Ag. Dan, the word risk comes to mind where we're seeing these expensive, in our neck of the woods, a baby calf. We'll have a Holstein Angus Cross baby calf, which is 2 weeks old, bring $500 to $600 at the local auction barn. And just to have that initial investment and risk out there, you know, to some that pencil doesn't really make those numbers come out, but you know, those prices, that's a concern, like you said too. If you're looking to buy, it's a pretty tough goal.
It is, and I think everyone I talk to, customers, just general people in the industry, you know, it is that way. It's very challenging to figure out how am I going to buy feeder cattle this year and run them as yearlings or feed them out. So the challenge is definitely there. Us as agents at Ever Ag can definitely help. We have price seasonality data, which can really help show the opportunities on a 10-year average of when to buy and then also when to sell, so you can kind of get yourself set up for a little bit more success. Another thing I'd say is watch these futures and see the carry in the market, so look at those further out months to to decide how much can I really spend, how much can I risk, and where should I be at with that.
When it comes to the right time to sell, is fall usually the culmination, or are we past that usual hotbed of a time to sell?
You know, when you look at the seasonality data, we really just hit it for feeder cattle. So if we're looking at video sales or forward contracting, that last week of July, first week of August is usually the best. And this market's a little bit different. I mean, it's rallied up a lot, so sometimes looking at the 10-year average can be challenging as the market you're sitting in is different. But feel free to get a hold of us, and we'd love to talk you through it and show you. And usually seasonality starts to drop in the fall, but it all depends if you're sitting on fat cattle, feeder cattle, when you usually sell them, and when you maybe want to forward contract them.
Dan, finally, how are some of the grazing lands looking like in Montana right now?
They look really good. We're starting to dry out, but that's totally normal. We had a really great spring, and this is for my part of Montana. It's a big state, so it all depends where you're at. But in southwest Montana, just had the best spring. Ton of rain, not much flooding around here. And then it really boosted hay crops, really boosted range ground. So not much to complain about here.
Dan Johnson joining us with EverAg. Find out more details at ever.ag. Well, Dan, thanks for visiting with us. Sure appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.